Sessions, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Pastor Williams is with us about 20 minutes into the next hour. I have promised to go to your calls for Lindsay. The folks who are already holding over from the last hour, I need John to go through those calls and make sure they can ask a question to Lindsay or myself, because if it's on a separate issue like Bible verses or something, not that I mind that, we don't screen your calls. It's just it needs to be on topic specifically, and it's a very wide range of topics, with the wars, the global elite's geopolitical program, the vast majority of what Lindsay Williams sources have told him have come true. The fact that they were planning within just a few months from now, and if Saudi Arabia gets overthrown, it will happen, to have oil go over 150. That could still happen. But this is good news that Lindsay's saying that the establishment is afraid. They were testing it and thought they'd get away with it. But because the fact that people are getting so upset that they may not go all the way up to $150 a barrel, that's very similar to what Tucker told us from Bilderberg. But his source inside Bilderberg, sources, said that that they are upset about the awakening, but that they still want to go up. But that they haven't been able to completely overthrow all these Middle Eastern countries yet. Now, Lindsay's saying that after this long period of consolidation and higher gas prices and the depression, then they will develop fields all over North America, because they had a deal with the Arabs to not have big fields develop as long as the Arabs invested in the U.S. dollar, in the T-bills. And now that deal is ending. The Saudi Arabians and others are leaving the dollar. The Chinese are leaving it. All of this is happening. A major global geopolitical, economic, military realignment's happening. And that's why there's U.S. ships off Syria and Marines training for amphibious assaults of Libya. That's why all these new drone attacks are starting and Pakistan's being menaced and troops in Afghanistan are being prepared to be moved into other areas, because there's a standoff going on here. Now, Lindsay, we're getting into this big oil rig and why they're planning to open up these fields that they've kept shut since the late 70s that you, in 1980, exposed in your book. But specifically, I mean, why are they planning this? And then what's all the other big news that you traveled out of the country to get?
The price of $5 per gallon of the gas pump is only temporary. I did not mean to say that this is something that's going to stay this way. The other reports you're getting are correct. They are going to take it to $150 to $200 a barrel. But temporarily, because of people like you, Alex, waking up so many Americans, they are going to keep the price at $5 a gallon until they feel the American people have calmed down enough they can take it further. Now, the next statement that I'm going to make, it will probably affect your life more, and you've never heard this before, that it will affect your life more than any other one thing that you will hear me say, ever. Here goes. The elite are getting ready for the day that the revolution in the Middle East cuts off oil supply. They have a target date. I cannot give it to you. It's not too long off. They have a target date when the Middle East will be in such revolution. Started in Egypt. You remember I announced this on the Alex Jones show. Alex, it's in your archives. I came on your show, and I said within 4 to 5 months' time, there's going to be a crisis in the Middle East. And you said, Lindsay, is it going to be with Iran? And I went back to my Mr. X, and I said, is it Iran? And he said, no. He said, this is a crisis of another sort. And 4 months later, it started exactly as the elite had told me. Egypt first, Libya, Yemen, mark my words, it's going to go right on into Jordan, Syria. The final country will be Saudi Arabia. Their plans have not changed in any manner. They know the approximate date that they're going to be able to do.
But that's what Tucker said 2 weeks ago. You said this in October. Tucker's sources said that they do plan on bringing the entire Middle East down, and they're going to blame the oil prices on that and then blame the depression on that. But what you're saying about them gauging going to 150, You know, first it's $2, they go to $3, you get mad, they go back to $2.50. Then they go to $4, then they go back to $3. Then they go to $5, they go back to $3.50. They go up to $4, they go back to $3.50. They go up to $5, they go back to $4. They're always training us two steps forward, one step back, to where now we think $3.50's cheap. See how we've been conditioned. So that's what they're saying, is they're going to try to move a little bit slower.
They backed off to $5 temporarily because of people like you, Alex. Because people are waking up too fast, and the elite are getting scared of the public waking up. Okay, put this date down. I know we've got a few more minutes here only, and I got to cover as much as I can. I've got another major briefing I want to give you here. Put this date down. May the 12th, 2011, there was a bill that went before the House of Representatives on that date. It was very quietly done. It never hit the national media. More than likely, you never heard about it. And this bill that went through the House of Representatives on that date, May the 12th, 2011, there was a vote of 243 to 179. And what were they voting on? They were voting on something that will startle you. They were voting to, well, first of all, they wanted to reverse President Obama's Offshore Moratorium Act. Obama has given them some problems, by the way. I can't go into that now for lack of time. They take a whole program. Let's go back. They reversed his opinion, and they said, watch it. Oh, please, you've got to note this. I've been waiting 35 years for this. I'm so excited, I don't know what to do. They have given permission for drilling where Gull Island, in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, wrote about 35 years ago. They are opening up the Bristol Bay area of Alaska. They are opening up the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. I do not know whether this has been through the Senate or not. I can't find out. Nobody will tell me. I can't look it up anywhere. It did pass the House of Representatives. Now, why are they doing this? They're doing it because they know the approximate date that the Middle East, all of the royal family, every one of them, even the royal family of Saudi Arabia is going to be deposed. Mark my words. Oh, I'll give you another one, too. Just in passing quickly, and I can't elaborate on this right now, we are going to default on the national debt of the United States of America. I'm not talking about raising the debt limit, which you're hearing so much about. We are going to default on the national debt of $14 to $15 trillion. That's just in passing. They know the approximate time already.
Okay, well, please give us, if you have it, what the plan is, what the time frame is in the Middle East, and will they raise the debt limit and then after default, or what are they looking at doing right now?
I do not know whether they're going to raise the debt limit or not. It really doesn't matter with them because there's going to be a default on the national debt regardless. Now, they have a general idea of how much longer it's going to take them to depose every royal family and throw down every ruler in every country. So far, they've gotten Egypt, Libya, Yemen. They're going on from here to Jordan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia, Oman, and the other countries will fall in this same time frame. And whenever they do, they must produce have the American oil fields ready to produce by that time is the reason they pushed through. Oh, they paid off. I mean, literally, they paid congressmen off to vote on this thing on May the 12th, 2011, and pass this bill through the House of Representatives. They have got to have permission to drill in these places to get the oil ready so that at the time the Middle East oil supply is cut off, the dollar is devastated, the national debt can't be paid any longer, and they've got to have a savior. They will step in and say, okay, we have found these monstrous new oil finds. There's only one problem. My book, The Energy Non-Crisis, told about it 35 years ago, and they've got a problem with that. You can read it for yourself if you get a copy of it from Amazon Kindle. And these things will be opened up at approximately the same time so that they can supply the oil for the United States of America. And they'll come in and say, oh, they can produce it for 60 cents a barrel. And they're going to sell it to you for, you know what they're going to sell it to you for, $150 to $200 a barrel. Now, the Bakken Oil Reserve in North and South Dakota and Montana, if I wanted to make money these days, I would immediately get an oil rig if I was a young man and go up there and make a fortune. They are punching holes everywhere. It is light, sweet crude. They must have it ready for the time that the Middle East, it falls completely. The last one to fall is Saudi Arabia. When you see Saudi Arabia fall, folks, you better put on your listening ears because there's going to be major events take place from that point on. The Bakken Reserve, the reserve under Denver, Colorado, the North Slope of Alaska. They must have all of these ready, Alex, by the time that the Middle East falls.
I understand that. Now, Lindsay, what else? I mean, you travel out of the country to meet with this guy in person, and then you've also talked to him in the last week on the phone. What else did he tell you? Because we see them setting up the Pentagon takeover of the Internet. That's mainstream news today. We see the Pentagon admitting they're going to test cyber attacks on other infrastructures. That's the cover. We see more and more censorship, FBI shutting down mainline websites for no reason. We see the big gold exchange announcing that the way they interpret a new law, that over-the-counter gold sales can't be done now. We just see TSA on the streets. I mean, you can see the massive buildup, huge Marine Corps amphibious drills, our intelligence from Fort Hood and other bases. It's on late September, early October, ground invasion of Libya. They're taking him out one way or the other. I mean, did your source say why they're going after Gaddafi? I mean, why do they need to get rid of people that were already working with them? Well, I know the answer. They're double-crossing them. They're going to develop oil fields here now that they'd made a deal 30 years ago that's now on record to not develop if they would invest the T-bills. They're double-crossing the Arabs, so they got to, I guess, have to put in new puppets who will go along with that double-crossing?
No, they want to cut off the oil from the Middle East altogether. I mean, it's not a matter of overthrowing rulers. They don't care about Mubarak. They don't care about
Gaddafi. So they're just wrecking everything and bombing the oil fields as they're doing in Libya to just wreck it.
Yes, they're producing war intentionally, and here's the part that's so startling, Alex. Oh, my goodness. The elite, please bear with me here, folks. You know I'm an American. You know I'm staying here. The elite are laughing at the Americans. They think we are stupid. I mean, this is so startling, I hardly believe what I heard. The elite have been planning for years what they're doing right now in the Middle East. This did not happen just overnight. It just so happens that I knew about it 6 months ahead of time, but they've been planning it for years. The elite created the crisis. Now, of course, here's what I found. The elite are laughing at Americans because we are so stupid that we are allowing this to continue. Okay, listen to the article right here. And here it is. Obama, our president, rejected the opinion of Jay Johnson, the Pentagon General Counsel, and rejected the opinion of Carolyn Press, the acting head of the Justice Department legal counsel. And the New York Times just reported on this the other day. Johnson and Press told the White House they believed that the U.S. military activity of NATO led air war over Libya amounted to hostilities, and this president, he has given them some problem, folks. Understand it. I'm only repeating some of the things I've heard. They said the War Powers Act of 19 and War Powers Resolution of 1973, he has risked his future in politics by balking these people. And he has to. He has no choice. The elite have told him he's got to do this. He must continue to use, folks, this is what's so startling. He must continue to use the American taxpayers' dollar to overthrow every one of these countries in the Middle East. And you are paying, Americans, you are paying for your own destruction. And letting this stupid president get by with it. I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, that's why they've got, you know, the CNN host, Fareed Zakaria, coming out and saying the Constitution's bad, let's get rid of it. That article, headline, Fareed Zakaria, am I pronouncing that right? I'm having a mental issue today. I ran into him when I was at CNN in New York a few months ago. Saying dump the Constitution. Obama didn't just not go to Congress and break the law and engage in treason, as his own lawyers have now told him. He said, I'm doing this to legitimize the UN, to show that they're the boss. So this is all about just rubbing our faces in it, setting the precedent to have this tyrant running around starting all these new wars, killing all these innocent people, lying about Gaddafi. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but the point is that it's been proven it's lies. Rape gangs with the Viagra and just like throwing babies out of incubators, like they said that Saddam's people did in Kuwait. That's an admitted fraud. So all of this is happening. But Lindsay, going over your list of other things he told us, because we've gone over some of those other issues a couple times now, specifically They want to cut off the oil, further break the economy. Then they'll come in with the oil supplies they've had for decades and start developing those. What else did he tell you? Because a lot of good things are happening. Germany's pulled out of NATO. Italy's now pulling out. French news agencies reporting. We've got Congress moving to try to block a escalation of the war. Gaddafi's holding on, something that they didn't really think would happen. They're going to have a ground invasion. They're trying to tell us this isn't a war. Even the Washington Post said yesterday, no one's buying Obama's bizarre statements that this isn't a war.
Many of you have viewed my latest DVD presentation. There were three DVDs that I did entitled The Middle East, The Rest of the Story. Everything that I said in that DVD has been confirmed through the sources that I was just with. Every bit of it is true. Folks, for the sake of your dinner table, I plead with you. My sixth DVD set of everything the elite have told me for the past 2.5 years, if you have never seen them, it's a must for the sake of you sparing your household. And as a result, every bit of this was confirmed through these conversations I've had here in just the last few days, that you, the American people, are literally paying. You are paying for your own destruction. Obama, our president, has been told by the elite what he must do. He has even risked his next election. Because if this thing goes any further, he's in real trouble, but he has no choice because they've demanded him to do it. And the American people are paying to depose every one of this Middle East country now, most quickly, because I know we're giving out. I've got to go down to gold and silver. Oh, my goodness, what I was told on this is amazing. Don't pay any attention to the price of what gold and silver has done recently. Gold and silver prices will remain where they are through about August. And beginning in September, are you ready? Oh, folks, please. Mr. Fromm said to me years ago, he said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on.
Okay, what did they tell you gold prices are going to do?
The gold and silver prices from September through December are going to rise between 20 and 25%. They're going to back the new world currency with it. When the American dollar falls, they have a new term now they're using. They're calling it the petrodollar. They don't anymore refer to, this gentleman didn't refer at any point to the American currency being the standard currency of the world or the reserve currency of the world. They're now calling it petrodollars, and they said to me, I'm going to give you a sign. Here's a sign that was given.
Stay there. We'll get it after the break, and we'll try to jam in some of your phone calls as well with Lindsey Williams. Stay with us. We'll be right back. His sources information with the information we got week and a half, 2 weeks ago at Bilderberg 2011. And I do know both the sources that Williams is using. One of them is now public. The other is not public, but I know who it is. We're going to come back in the next hour and take 20 minutes of calls for Lindsey Williams. But I was talking to Lindsey. He said he's gone through most of the new information. And again, it does back up what we got basically from Jim Tucker. But why? You said that they, because there's one more person I know that you know, but you're saying that it was a briefing and that you were with them. I mean, was it more than just this oil, former oil company head? And again, why are they telling you this?
Well, first of all, they're telling me this because of courtesy. For the fact that I gave 3 years of my life to be their chaplain years ago. I don't think they've ever gotten over this. Many of these people have never come in contact with a person like that, that actually lived with them. And I think much of it is out of courtesy. Then, of course, there's the fact that the elite do have a moral code. And in their moral code, they must tell the world what they're going to do before they do it. Now, I know some things get out of the Bilderbergers meeting, such as you've already gotten. But the other things that didn't get out of that Bilderbergers meeting, and they know that I'm on shows like yours and many other shows, coast to coast and all the rest of them across the country, and they know that I'm going to give this information out. And this gentleman told me in two briefings, one on last Friday, another one on Monday of this week, what I could and could not say today. And so I'm giving everything that I possibly can in order to help you save your dinner table in light of the fact that the Middle East crisis is going to escalate. you will see more and more of the oil fields cut off. You're going to see an increase in the price of that oil later on this year, but they have backed off for the time being in order to keep you quiet, like a frog boiling in a pot, and try to keep some people like Alex Jones quiet, which I'm quite sure that they won't succeed in keeping you quiet on me, Alex, because we've got to give this information out. And there were many, many, many things that were said. And the main thing, of course, I think at this point is the fact that our own president is being told by him what to do, is risking his own career and bucking two of the leading attorneys in America for the Pentagon and for the Justice Department, and is taking taxpayers' money and paying for the war in the Middle East so that they can overthrow these royal families and heads of state, take the price of crude oil where they want it to go, produce America's own oil fields, and then turn around and destroy the American
Well, Lindsay, there's no doubt all of this is happening. The end game is public. You were really one of the first from your sources to talk about this last October, and you can see that it's end game by how dangerous all this is for the establishment. I mean, it's bold to finance Al-Qaeda and other Muslim Brotherhood groups to overthrow former allies, and then now it's admitted that the West foments these rebellions, then comes in with military force behind it, saying, oh, we've got to protect humanitarian groups while they bomb apartment buildings, killing families by the score every day. And here's Obama, the Nobel Prize peacenik. It's a sick joke doing all of this, and it's happening because that is the end game, is to just bring turmoil to the Middle East and try to implode the world economy and bring in this depression. You know, when they say prop up Greece, prop up Ireland, those countries don't even owe most of that money. It is the central banks that created the derivatives and have now induced them to sign on. And the IMF and World Bank, even some of the founders of the EU, admit this is all designed to implode countries.
Well, Alex, when I got back to the United States of America, I couldn't believe the headlines I was seeing. I've been out of the country for nearly a month. And I saw this headline right here. Some of you saw it. Brotherhood Party legal in Egypt for the first time. Do you realize that they're giving to the Muslim Brotherhood every single nation as they fall? Egypt, Libya, and then the next one I saw. I can't believe the American people are standing for this.
Well, stay there. We'll talk about it. Well, if you don't like Al-Qaeda nowadays, you're bad.